Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer, a prayer when you feel depleted, together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer When You Feel Depleted by Emma Danzi. Matthew 11:28-30 says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Have you ever felt like everything came at you all at once? Have you been pushed to a point of burnout? Do you feel weary because of your own doing, or maybe just because of life circumstances in which you cannot control? Today, we are going to pray for when we feel depleted. It happens to all of us at moments in our lives. There is no shame in coming to the cross of Jesus with nothing but open arms and surrender. In fact, that is a great place to be. The feeling of depletion is not in itself a blessing, but when we take it to Christ, it can be turned into a testimony of the fullness of God. Let's go before the throne of grace and ask the Lord to meet us in our personal situations. He cares for each of our needs. Let's pray. Omnipotent God, we need your strength today. Help us to look to you in our lack. You tell us in James 1:5, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. We clearly need wisdom in our busy lives. Help us to know what to say yes and no to. Guide us in the circumstances surrounding our weary hearts and bodies. We pray Psalm 23:1-3 over us. You, Lord, are my shepherd. I lack nothing. You make me lie down in green pastures. You lead me beside quiet waters. You refresh my soul. You guide me along the right path for your name's sake. A shepherd sometimes carries a sheep, Father, please carry us through this season. We are exhausted, we are spent, and we are just plain done. Help us to rest and lie down in green pastures. You invite us to be still. Lead us, restore us, and guide us. We come to you broken, empty, and worn, and yet you see all and know all. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. Forgive us for any ways that we have taken on unnecessary burdens that we were not meant to carry. Lift the yoke of our sin, the sins of others, and just the broken world from our shoulders. Your yoke is easy, and your burden is light. Help us to hope in you again. We ask that you will renew our strength on wings like eagles, that you will help us to run and not grow weary and walk and not faint. For those of us who just need the strength for one day at a time right now, remind us that you are an ever-present help in time of need. Lift our eyes up from the depletion and to yourself. You, Jesus, are our rock and our strength. Help us to be secure enough to rest in your love. Give us enough courage to be vulnerable and rely on you. Help us not to lose sight of your love and Holy Spirit power in our lives. Whether we come to you with personal concerns or concerns about others, thank you that you hear us and that you care for us. We love you so much. We praise you that you would come to earth and fully experience what it is like to be depleted yourself. Thank you that you never sinned. Thank you that you can relate to us in our pain and suffering. We ask that you would provide the physical, emotional, and spiritual rest and peace that we so desire. We praise you for hearing our cries and meeting us where we are at. Thank you that we can safely come to you as we are and be held and encouraged. Thank you, too, that we are changed when we come to you for the best. We love you. And thank you in advance for the newfound strength and hope only you can provide to us in this season. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.